Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I like the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on motors, lawn and garden equipment, hardwood flooring, a hot tub, a boat, shipping containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Okay, so Bo Nix is the guy at number 12. With the way the quarterbacks were running in the first 11 picks, I think the Broncos made the right choice. You do not trade back knowing there's one guy left, and you roll the dice.
Once Penix was taken by Atlanta, this became a fait accompli, because you knew that Minnesota was going to move up to get McCarthy, and they did. And then it made it even. So now all of a sudden you're on the back end of those six quarterbacks that are presumed to be the top tier of the draft.
And, by the way, Sean Payton did admit that, yes, he was throwing a lot of smoke out there about the Broncos moving up. Now, I do believe if Jaden Daniels got past the Washington Commanders, I do believe that Payton may have wanted to have traded up for him. I was told that after Caleb Williams, the Broncos draft board for quarterbacks was Jaden Daniels and then Bo Nix. But... there's no way that your mock draft, you might as well tear up your mock draft if you need a quarterback when Penix was taken at 8.
Totally. That changed everything.
With that, Adam Schefter tweeted this about Sean Payton's feelings about Nix. And he said they were as strong as his feelings for Patrick Mahomes, who he wanted for the Saints, but the Chiefs traded up just ahead of the Saints.
That's a remarkable thing, because I think everyone's mind goes to, well, wait a minute, what? You're comparing these two? He's not really comparing.
No, he's not.
That's just where his brain was at the time. And I get it, and I appreciate it. It's been said that this is something that he lives with, was...
just missed out.
Just missing on Patrick Mahomes.
And that's why I think they picked Nix at 12. He did not want that to happen again. He's looking at his past history. He can't help that a team surprised everyone by trading that far up on the draft that took the guy that he wanted. He was not going to let that happen again. I don't think he is comparing Mahomes to Nix. Then again, I don't think anybody thought Mahomes would be Mahomes.
Not to this level.
Not even.
No, come
close
on.
Close to this
please.
Level. However, Peyton did tell Bill Belichick and Pat McAfee, unless, you know, Peyton is blowing even more smoke. He's already admitted that he's a smoke blower.
Yes.
Okay? So maybe you have to take a step back and saying, is he blowing more smoke? But he did say this to Belichick and McAfee when he watched the workout of Bo Nix. He said, that was impressive. He said, I remember we got in the car afterwards, and I just looked around and said, man, are you kidding me?
Pretty much made his mind up, hadn't he?
And I'm sure he felt about Mahomes, are you kidding me?
Probably the same
and
way.
I don't think Peyton thought, I don't even think Sean Payton, who has an ego like everybody, right? I don't think, if you said to Sean Payton, you are going to turn Patrick Mahomes into what he is today, I don't even think that Sean Payton would have the chutzpah to honestly say, yes, I would have done the same thing as Andy Reid. I would say, I think he'd be really good under me, a Pro Bowl talent. I don't know if I'll go as far as a Hall of Fame talent, but I don't even think Sean Payton looked at Patrick Mahomes and said, if he plays for me, he's going to go down as one of the top two quarterbacks of all time. I don't even think he would say that. Do you?
Maybe not.
Nobody would say that.
I mean,
nobody would say
Patrick that. Mahomes came into this league in an almost perfect situation.
He had talent around him.
He had talent around him. He had a willing mentor and a good experienced quarterback ahead of him who was willing to mentor him. Now, that's a big thing. We've gone through quarterbacks that aren't willing to mentor, right? Joe Flacco was not willing to mentor Drew Lock. And that's fine. I get it. Okay. But Alex Smith was.
Yep.
And that was a very good roster even then.
By the way, just as a side note, you want to talk about 2 years, you know, with Jupiter aligning with Mars for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go back to the 2016 draft,
mm-hmm.
in which the Chiefs, reportedly multiple reports, wanted to trade up for Paxton Lynch. Didn't get him, so they had to settle for Chris Jones.
Mm.
How do you like those back-to-back drafts? Your best player on offense and your best player on defense. One, you made a move. The other, sometimes the best deals are the ones that are never made.
I think it was a fifth round pick that they used for Tyreek Hill, who had so much baggage coming out of Oklahoma State and then Western Alabama or wherever he ended up with. He started at Oklahoma State. But that's another guy. And that was a very controversial pick at the time.
Right.
And there was a lot of backlash, even with a fifth round pick being used on Tyreek Hill in Kansas City, but they stood their ground and ended up being obviously rewarded for it.
When somebody gives an endorsement, is there a part of you that thinks, well, it's not that he has to say this, but what the hell else is he going to say? I'm referring to Alex Forsythe, who played center for Bo Nix at Oregon. And he raved, reportedly, to the Broncos coaches about his former college quarterback. Forsythe told the Broncos that Nix is smart, knows every protection, handles it all at the line of scrimmage.
That's big.
Where you better have a processor
that's
to
big.
Do that.
Right.
And has universal respect of the entire team. It seems like on paper and from what people are saying, he checks every single box. Now, when you and I were communicating back and forth last night, you said a couple of times to me about his arm strength. What concerns you about that?
It wasn't me that it concerned, because I haven't been in workouts, but the national narrative tended to be, and even with people that I was talking with before the draft started last night, inability to throw outside the numbers, things of that nature. There was almost, I'm not going to say a cavalier approach to his lack of arm strength, but it seemed to be fairly universal. I thought it was very interesting. It was one of the first things that Sean Payton struck down in his remarks. He talked about how impressive his arm strength was, talked about how much bigger and stronger he was than he thought he was going to be.
Well, let's take narratives.
Sure.
And look at tape. And then let's take narratives that can be debunked about a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's one great example of a narrative about a quarterback in this draft that was instantly debunked. And now my question is, this narrative about Bo Nix, will this easily be, excuse me if I make up a word, debunkable? That's next.
Like it.
Leave my door open just a crack.
Please take me away from here.
'Cause I feel like such an insomniac.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I like the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga,
I can't
chaka,
stop
ooga,
this ooga, feeling
ooga, ooga, ooga,
deep inside
ooga,
of me.
Chaka, ooga, ooga,
girl, you just
ooga,
don't
ooga,
realize
ooga, ooga,
what you do to me.
Ooga, 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 chaka, ooga,
when you hold me
chaka, ooga,
in your arms
ooga,
so
chaka,
tight,
ooga,
you let me know.
Ooga, chaka, ooga,
everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Its taste is on my mind.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, a hot tub, a boat, shipping containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Castle Rock Men's Health. I've been telling you about them for a while. They are in Castle Rock, Parker, Centennial, Fort Collins. And oh, by the way, they are opening a lot more locations coming soon. We will let you know when they open. But they are now called Castle Rock Hormone Health for men and for women. The guy that I go to, Dr. Lee, he's as good as it gets. I literally consider him my doctor. I just do. I have my internist, and then I have him. I mean, they work on optimizing your entire health. They take lots of blood tests, not just for tea. And a lot of those chop shops, that's all they measure for. So if you really want to take care of your overall health, I highly recommend you go to Castle Rock Hormone Health. Now, if you're having problems with your sexual health, they have something called Gaines Wave Therapy. It's a revolutionary way to treat ED, to optimize your sexual health. Schedule your appointment today at crhormonehealth.com, crhormonehealth.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
So we were talking about this going into the break. There's concerns about Bo Nix's arm strength.
That was the national narrative, yes.
Okay. Before the combine, who had more questions about their arm strength? Bo Nix or J.J. McCarthy? J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, probably J.J. McCarthy, right.
Why? Because he never had to throw the ball downfield at Michigan. But then when they saw him in person, it was a, wow, this guy can sling it, right?
Yep.
Well, apparently Sean Payton saw something, or at least saw enough, that he's not concerned about Bo Nix's arm strength. So be careful of the national narrative when the national guys only watch tape, don't sit down with interviews, and aren't invited to private workouts.
There's a reason that they had Bo Nix at number 3 on their draft board.
Right.
I mean, there was a lot of belief in him right from the start.
And by the way, being number 3, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Because the guys who were 1 and 2 ironically went 1 and 2.
Went 1 and 2.
Right.
Right. So,
And oh, by the way, let's throw this out there. For all the smoke that Sean Payton put out there about moving up, I think he would have done it for Jaden Daniels. A lot of people thought it was J.J. McCarthy. Wow, look at this guy. You know, he's a winner. And his arm strength is better than people think. And he's got a fast processor. How in the hell does anybody in the media know if he has a fast processor? Have you sat down and talked to him? Because I know I have not sat down. He'd be perfect for Sean Payton's offense. He's a Sean Payton type of guy. Well, might be. But apparently Sean Payton didn't think so. Why? All he had to do was trade up 2 spots to get him. And he didn't. And it certainly would not have cost the Broncos a first-round pick next year.
Yeah.
So apparently he didn't want him that badly.
No. I mean, he wanted Bo Nix.
Right.
Got the guy he wanted. And off we go. And I think it's very interesting that Sean Payton has a hill now that he's willing to die on.
Oh, he will. He will either thrive and wave that flag and look down on the serfs and say, told you so. Or despite having the high ground, unlike most wars, he will lose having the high ground.
And will utter something on his way out.
This was his chance to get a quarterback.
Bingo. And that's where they are.
And what did he give up to get him? Well, he didn't get a second round pick that I'm sure he really wanted.
Yep.
But he got his guy.
In a perfect world, which is very rare, probably would have liked a scenario where they could have moved back a little.
Right.
With some assurances at 17, 19, 20, 21 or 2.
Right.
That they could have gotten Bo Nix.
Right.
That changed when Penix went 8, the 5th quarterback taken. Or was he the 4th quarterback taken at that point? It was the 4th quarterback taken at that point.
Right.
Because they knew McCarthy was going to go next.
I'll give you a spot where the Broncos could have easily moved up. And then, would have gotten more than likely, although now that I'm thinking about it, maybe not. They could have moved up to 9 to get J.J. McCarthy. At 9, the Bears took Romo Dunze. Okay? Now, you can make the case with all the problems with Justin Jefferson, the other J.J. on the team, that maybe the Vikings take Odunze. Maybe. Because of the problems with Jefferson. But even though people were pegging Brock Bowers to the Jets, they needed offensive line help. And they got offensive line help. They took that kid out of Penn State.
Yep.
Okay. If the Bears would have been really, really worried about losing him to the Vikings, then maybe they don't make that trade. But what are the chances? I'm not sure so great.
How intriguing are the
Broncos
Bears
now? Could
have
moved up.
The Bears are really intriguing.
They are.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to say they got the wrong quarterback, but I would have taken Jaden Daniels.
Okay. But even with that, Caleb Williams has a chance to be pretty darn good.
He's got unbelievable.
And my God, the guys that he's got around him now.
He's got unbelievable talent.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you got three guys in that receiving room that are better than any one of the three guys are better than 80% of the receivers in the NFL now.
Excuse the pun, even though I know that the Bears, and I grew up a Bears fan, that the Bears went to the Super Bowl with Brian Urlacher in that defense and Rex Grossman playing quarterback. I understand they went to a Super Bowl. And excuse the pun. The Bears have been in hibernation since 1985.
Right. Well, that's a...
And now they finally have at least one hell of an offensive team.
My goodness.
So, with that, Bo Nix, your confidence meter, if it's at a 10, it's an absolutely willing to bet the mortgage on it. One, no blanking way. Your confidence meter on Bo Nix being the starter day one.
Think he could be, but I will go 4 because I just don't. I don't know if maybe they want to force feed. Maybe. I think he'll be a starter sooner rather than later. I don't know if it'll be on day one. So I'm going to go with my confidence level on day one. I'll go 4, even though I could see it happening.
Do you think, and you can argue that there's nothing wrong with it. Yes, they traded for Zach Wilson, and I get it. Do you think that if Sean Payton feels he has a kindred spirit with Bo Nix, it's going to be like teacher's pet where Sean wants to spend his free time with Bo Nix?
He's already...
And no one else is going to be in the room. It's just going to be the two of them.
Well, they're already tied together because of the pick that was made last night.
Right.
So, and make no mistake, this guy is Sean Payton's future at quarterback.
And here's the other thing. Sean did get who he wants.
Yes.
It's not like he missed out and now he's got to have this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
If what Sean says is true, and I will read the quote exactly, okay, when he talked about watching one of his workouts, he said, I remember we got in the car afterwards and I just looked around and said, are you kidding me?
Yeah. We talked about the term conviction.
Yeah.
That statement is conviction.
And we are about to find out if Sean Payton is right that his method is better than everybody else. Why do I say that? He got the 6th quarterback off the board. Mm-hmm. So he is going to look like an absolute genius if he turns Bo Nix into a great player. This will stamp his ticket to the Hall of Fame. If it isn't already there.
It's a tremendous storyline moving forward into a year that we don't think there's going to be a large rate of return.
And oh, by the way, if you believe in numerology, and I'm not suggesting that I do, the last time 6 quarterbacks were taken in the first round, what year? 1983.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow, all the way back to 83 now, in that draft.
Now, granted, it wasn't 6 in the opening 12 picks. Again, if you believe in numerology. With that, 6 quarterbacks taken in this year's draft in the first round, 6 quarterbacks taken in the 1983 draft. Who was the 6th quarterback taken in that 1983 draft? Dan Marino, last player, last quarterback taken. Kenny O'Brien was taken ahead of him. Todd Blackledge was taken ahead of him, right? John Elway was taken ahead of him.
Ken O'Brien? Was Ken O'Brien in that?
Yes, he was.
He was taken ahead of him.
He was. Tony Eason was taken ahead of him.
Wow.
Tony Eason did lead the Patriots to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that one really hurts, though.
So,
Tony Eason.
Yeah, that quarterback draft class was Kelly, Elway, Marino, Eason, Blackledge, and O'Brien.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know that off the top of my head is because I covered Jim Kelly and the Bills.
Sure.
And, I mean, you always know that draft if you live in Buffalo.
Right.
You always know that draft if you live in Miami. And for the most part, you know that draft if you live in Denver. And then, of course, if you're the Chiefs or the Patriots or the Jets, you know that you missed out on Dan Marino.
Oh, well, someone else can sell the isotoners. It's all good.
Right. And oh, by the way, and I'm not suggesting this is the case. I remember a quote that Peyton Manning had. I don't think you were here for it. When you look at Peyton Manning, did he have a particularly strong arm? The answer is probably no.
Not in typical fashion for the NFL.
But his football IQ is so high, and so is his processor. And I don't know if anyone will truly have a processor like him, maybe with the exception of Brady or Patrick Mahomes. But I remember sitting there when the question was asked to Peyton Manning about throwing a ball that was wobbly. He was asked that at a press conference. I was sitting there. It might have been one of the greatest comebacks I've ever heard. He said, yeah, I throw a lot of wobbly passes. I also throw a lot of wobbly touchdowns. And it was the greatest mic drop moment I have heard ever.
That's
because
pretty,
it was so incredibly spot on. Coming up after the break, Nuggets up 3-0, Avs tied 1-1. What's going to happen tonight? What's going to happen tomorrow? That's next.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. That
don't kill me. Can only make us stronger. I need you to hurry up, man.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. There's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, lawn and garden equipment, hardwood flooring, a hot tub, a boat, shipping containers, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Okay, Avs tonight, Nuggets tomorrow. Let's start with the game tonight. How good do you feel about Georgiev and the Avs taking a 2-1 lead?
Prove it.
Prove it for Georgiev.
Yeah. And to a lesser extent, the Avs. Be the same team that won game two in the fashion that they did. Be a consistent team that understands its need to be defensive first, at least at the blue line, and realize that you're going to be able to score with this team pretty much anyway.
Who do you think has more confidence going into game three? Georgiev or the guy who's going to win the Vezina trophy, Hellebuck?
Well, if you'd have told me after game one that Hellebuck would have given up more goals than Georgiev through the first two games, I'd have probably wondered what you were smoking.
Right.
But
is Hellebuck now the guy who's on shaky ground emotionally?
Boy, I don't know about his mental makeup. I know enough. You got me going on him a couple of weeks ago when we knew it was going to be Winnipeg. And so I started doing.
Well, look at what he did in the regular season the Jets. Look at what he did in the regular season, period.
Unbelievable.
But at the end of the day, it's a confidence game for goalies. And
you're
what? A lot of people will say this about goalies. Not all the synapses are firing there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are willing to take pucks to your face, there is something a little bit wrong about you. It doesn't mean I shouldn't say wrong. There's something a little bit masochistic. And look at Patrick Waugh. He's kind of a hot fire brand, isn't he?
Yeah, sure is.
Eddie Belfour, wow. That guy summed up the mentality of a goalie. You didn't know what you're getting every day with him.
But Ken Dryden was such a...
Well, Ken Dryden, there are outliers. And I'm not saying, listen, Dominic Hasek, a guy that I covered, there was something a little off about him,
was
too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Look, listen, if you are willing to take pucks to your face and to your body like that, and you're willing to dive, there is something about you that is different than other people.
Yeah, I would say it takes a particular type. No question.
So the question is, do you have a short memory if you are Hellebuck? And I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
I don't either.
As a person.
I know he's pretty damned good.
Right. I mean, here.
But he has been susceptible in this series.
Is it fair to say you have to have a certain mentality to be a closer in baseball?
Yes.
Different than any other starting position?
Totally.
It's the same thing with goalie.
Okay. I'll buy that.
You are willing to walk that high wire.
Mm-hmm.
You are willing to take more risks. You're willing to take it all on yourself. And with that comes a lot of emotion.
Yep. I don't disagree with that. And I think that that will be part of the equation tonight. Which goalie can play with... You would think that Georgiev is going to be helped tremendously by playing on his home ice.
And I can promise you one thing, he will not go into this game overconfident.
Oh, my goodness.
Nor should he.
No.
Let's move to the Nuggets. On Monday, are we waiting for the Timberwolves or the Suns? More than likely the Timberwolves. On Monday, when we talk about it on the show.
Sure. I think the Lakers have the look of a team that's done.
Yeah.
I really do. So it at this point, even winning a game is delaying the inevitable, and I think that they know that in their own minds.
Yeah. You know what? They call a five-game series when a team is up 3-0 a gentleman sweep. I think the gentlemanly thing to do is to put the Lakers out of their misery.
Yeah, well, that could be.
Seriously, just send them right to the guillotine and get it over with quick instead of stick them in a burning house and let them die by fire, which would be far more painful. Just put them out of their misery. That's the gentlemanly thing to do because they played with no sense of urgency.
And I'm not so sure that, you know, like there are some teams that you would look at and think, oh, they'll fight till the very end. You know, I'm not sure the Lakers have that capacity.
I don't think that they have that fight because their best player, LeBron James, at his age, despite doing incredible things, I don't think he has the energy to play 40 minutes a game anymore. But he can crush you over 30.
Yeah, you're asking a lot
for
a player of his experience.
Yeah. Again, fatigue makes cowards of us
without question.
And he is doing the best that he can. It's just, you can't fight age.
No.
And honestly, at 39 years old, in some states, he is young enough to be my son. Southern states.
Oh, my God.
Deep South. My cousin was my partner. I digress. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll dive into the offensive heavy first round of the NFL draft last night and how good of a fit is Xavier Worthy for the Chiefs offense. Oh. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking.
Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers. There's a hot tub and a boat, shipping containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, when I talk about my friend Dan McKenzie at the McKenzie Law Firm, I don't want you to feel like I am scaring you when I talk about what he does. I'm just trying to use the line from the movie Jerry Maguire. Help me help you. Because really, that's what I'm trying to do more so than anything else. With that, want to bring in Dan. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Great. How are you?
And when I talk about you, I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just trying to let them know what the reality is if they don't come see you. There is a will and then there is a trust. We'll get more into that in a second. But if people do nothing, can you please lay out in detail what families are facing?
The big problem is just trying to figure out who has authority to do what. I mean, the rules about what eventually happens if you do nothing are actually fairly clear. But getting to that point and just that we just see a lot of fighting about, well, my brother is taking over and not telling me anything, and how do I get information and all that kind of stuff. If you have it all laid out about who's going to do what and who needs to be notified, it's just really, really helpful. And, you know, obviously the default rules for the state has for you, if things, if you don't do the planning yourself, they might they might be what you want. But usually there's some wrinkles, some particular things supposed to go to someone else. I mean, the state can't say that your collector car goes to your son, right? I mean, there's no rule about that. So those kinds of things are obviously not taken care of unless you do it yourself.
So when we talked about our plan, talking about Mandy and myself, the first thing I said to you is, okay, we need to do a will. And then you started looking into it and you said, Eric, I would recommend a trust. And the first thing that popped into my mind was, listen, we're not multimillionaires. Okay. Yeah. What do we need a trust for? A trust really has nothing to do with money, does it?
Not necessarily. I mean, certainly wealthy people pretty consistently use trust, but we use trust for a lot of different situations. One is blended families. You know, we got stepkids and stepparents. And the reason for that is just like usually the married couple wants to make sure that they're both taken care of regardless of if one of them passes away before the other, but also that their kids get acknowledged. And that usually takes planning a few steps out, and a will really isn't going to do that for you. You kind of need a trust to pull that kind of stuff off. And that's obviously incredibly common situation that, you have that mix where not every kid is.
Okay. Now, somebody doesn't have a family. They're 25 years old. They're thinking, okay, let's move along with Dan and let's get to Just In Case You Missed It. People who are single should meet you as well. And why?
Yeah, getting back to the point I made at the very beginning about just making it clear who is authorized to do what. When you're an adult, maybe people who are 25 still might have quite a bit of parental influence in their lives, but frankly, that is not something that is acknowledged by any bank, hostel, the IRS, anything like that. Your parents really, or your siblings, they cannot really do anything for you unless they have written authorization to do so. So that can be a particularly precarious situation, actually. It's not so much about the stuff, it's about taking care of you.
Now, one more quick thing. Let's talk about health. God forbid something happens to you and you are sitting in the hospital and you can't do anything. And, you know, maybe people are deciding on whether or not to pull the plug. That's why I made sure that Bruce was not included in my plan, because he would probably break speed limits to get to the hospital. But I digress. With that to me might be the most important thing.
Yeah. Family people who come to us are very focused on money and people fighting over that kind of stuff, which probably is usually the source of most conflict. But when families get into it about those decisions, they might be learning for the first time that they have very different opinions about that. So those are the most famous probate cases in the world, right? You hear about probate and it's kind of a pain after you pass away, but the ones that make the news and have Wikipedia entries about them and all kinds of books and Congress members and people protesting outside the hospital, is that situation. So that can happen to anyone, unfortunately, at any time. And it's a pretty easy document to do, frankly. So it's good to have that in place.
Should I feel insulted or hurt that even right now in my family, my wife and my two girls have been fighting over who gets to pull my plug?
You could look at it as like, I don't know. Yes, it's an honorific position, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's what they're viewing this as, like this important thing for a dad or my husband or whatever. So they want to be the one to do it.
Yeah, I walked in from work one day and they're playing rock, paper, scissors. I said, what are you guys doing?
Very scientific.
It was, I got to tell you, it was very hurtful. No. How do people find you, Dan?
They can go to our website. It's coplans.co, or they can call our, we got a toll-free number, even though we are here in Colorado. It's 833-COPLANS.
Dan, have a great weekend. You and T.
Thanks. Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just In Case You Missed It is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, the Chiefs traded with the Bills and moved up to the number 28 pick to take speedster Xavier Worthy as Kansas City adds another weapon on offense. Remember, Worthy ran the fastest 40 ever at the combine at 4.21. The Bills, who are in need of wide receivers themselves, traded with one of their biggest competitors who took the fastest player in the draft. Is Xavier Worthy the perfect fit for the Chiefs offense and their special teams?
Yeah, and the Bills in a position of need, right? I mean, with their wide receiver situation. But, I mean, these are the types of things. Maybe that wasn't important to them. We're looking at it from the outside looking in. Who knows what the Bills were really thinking. But it's a very typical move for a team that has just about everything that they want, with the exception of their wide receiver room. So the Chiefs, who have won 3 of the last 4 Super Bowls, go and make a luxury pick in the one area of position that they need some help.
Okay. I think this might be a misnomer, but I'm only reading a scouting report. But I'm going to go way back. I believe it was in the 1980s. Predates your time. There was a guy by the name, and I'm talking to Alex. There was a guy by the name of Ronaldo Nehemiah.
Yeah, Skeets.
World-class track athlete, but a straight-line guy.
Right.
Okay? Played for the 49ers, not much of a career. The scouting report on Worthy is he's a complete route runner. The problem for him is he's only 165
he's
pounds.
He's small. Okay? Right.
But so is Tyreek Hill.
Sure.
But Tyreek Hill is thick.
Yeah, he's...
And about 10 different women found that out over the last couple of years. But I digress. How do you have 4 kids in one calendar year? Because I can tell you, I don't think it is possible for a woman to have 4 children in 1 year. 9 months, do the math.
Oh, I've done it.
But all joking aside, Tyreek Hill is hard to bring down because he's such a big guy for his height. And that's what Worthy needs to do. He needs to get in that weight room and bulk up. I don't know if it'll affect his speed, but how much is it going to affect
him? That's a fair question.
He's also a great punt returner.
Yes.
Yeah, he returned kicks for
very
Texas.
Good.
He was good.
So for as great as Mims was, welcome to the division, because Mims might not even be the best guy in his division after a couple of years, and Mims is awesome.
It's very Kansas City Chiefs-like.
And Rashee Rice probably going to get suspended, too.
Right.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That room could be altered for a while.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right, so that was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, it is still Passover, as we say, Pesach. Kosher wines are on sale, 15% off. Head on down to Colfax. They're also going to have a wine tasting tomorrow, so you can check that out as well. Order online at argonautliquor.com or check out their app, and you can order there as well. Gentlemen, outstanding job all week. Nigel and Alex, same with you, Bruce. It's a busy day today. More draft. Bo Nix is meeting the media. Avs tonight. Nuggets tomorrow. It's a busy weekend. Make it the best possible weekend you can.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.